This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging Americans to get vaccinated, even as federal workers in Washington and other cities are beginning wearing masks again at work amid rising cases of COVID-19 from the Delta variant. Mr. Biden said he will address coronavirus-related matters later Thursday. The governor of the Northeast U.S. state of New York announced Wednesday all state employees must be vaccinated by Labor Day, that's September 6th. It is the second state after the western state of California to impose such a rule for its government workers. France said Thursday it failed to understand why it was exempt from a new rule allowing fully vaccinated European Union citizens to enter England without having to quarantine. Starting next week, travelers fully vaccinated with a shot approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration or the European Medicines Agency will be able to travel from any country on the British government's amber list without having to self-isolate at home for 10 days, the UK government said Wednesday. Arrivals from France are the only exception. The UK has concerns over the persistent presence of the Beta variant, believed to be more resistant to vaccines. The French European Affairs Minister calls the move, quote, discriminatory towards French people, end quote. Pakistan is to ban staff from entering public offices, schools, restaurants, transport, and shopping malls without vaccination certificates, officials said Thursday, despite only 2.7% of the population having had the full two COVID-19 vaccine shots. The head of the National Command and Operations Center, NCOC, says the certificate will also be required for all air passengers and crew. This is VOA News. Clashes broke out Thursday between Israeli soldiers and Palestinians at the funeral of a Palestinian boy killed the day before in the occupied West Bank, an AFP correspondent reported. Palestinian authorities said the 12-year-old died Wednesday after being shot by Israeli soldiers while traveling in a car with his father in a West Bank town northwest of Hebron. Thursday, a procession followed his body draped in the flag of Fatah, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's party. Later, hundreds of Palestinians threw stones at Israeli soldiers who responded by firing tear gas, according to the AFP correspondent. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Thursday Washington was committed to helping and actively engaged in planning for the relocation of Afghan interpreters and translators who worked for U.S. forces. In what the White House has dubbed Operation Allies Refuge, the interpreters and their families are likely to be taken first to U.S. overseas military bases before resettlement in the United States or elsewhere. Washington is still seeking third countries to host some of those evacuated while their cases, including detailed security checks, are finalized. Secretary Blinken also warned Iran that negotiations over its rough nuclear deal in Vienna, quote, cannot go on indefinitely, end quote, amid rising tensions over the stalled talks. He added, quote, the ball remains in Iran's court, and we will see if they are prepared to make the decisions necessary to come back into compliance, end quote. Meanwhile, Iran's supreme leader has called the U.S. stubborn in stalled nuclear talks. The European Union said Thursday it was pausing its legal action against Britain for allegedly breaching the Brexit deal on Northern Ireland as it weighs London's proposals to overhaul the pact. The EU launched legal proceedings against London in March after it delayed custom controls on some goods arriving in Northern Ireland from mainland Britain. A top German court has ruled that Facebook acted illegally in taking down racist posts and blocking the account of their author because the social network failed to inform the user or give a reason for shutting them down. Thursday's judgment by the Federal Court of Justice further complicates a fraught debate over toxic discourse on social networks as Germany prepares for a general election in September that polls show may not deliver a stable government. Russia successfully docked its troubled laboratory module Nauka with the International Space Station Thursday after more than a decade of delays, the country's space agency Roscosmos said. It will now take several months and multiple spacewalks to fully integrate with the space station. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.